one person who can tell us what it's like whenever your balls do line up and your numbers come up on the night is Barbara Wagg. Barbara, morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Barbara, tell us your story. How much did you win and when did you win it?
We won 7.6 million in January 2000.
And what was that like?
An absolute dream come true. We've had a wonderful time ever since.
And how do you get your head around it, Barbara, whenever you move to a position where you're like everybody else and all of a sudden you're a multi-millionaire overnight? How do you get your head around that?
It takes a while to get used to the feeling. Some people used to say at the time it's like a bereavement. You know, why has it happened to me? Why me? But it wasn't, so we had to live with it and we loved it, every minute of it.
And what did you do in terms of spending that money? What's the first thing you spent the money on?
Well, the first thing was a house. We bought our council house for £9,815, a little three-bedroom end of terrace house. So we bought another five-bedroom house, which we love. We're still living there. And they always wanted a Range Rover, so we bought a Range Rover. And then we seriously sat down and started to say, 7.6 million is too much money to be just sitting in a bank account. It's got to do some good. So we started giving money away.
Did you?
About 5.5 million.
And how did you decide who was going to get what?
Well, we looked after family and friends, and then hospitals, charities, you know, and it just goes on from there. We still help a little bit when we can now, but not as much because we've not got the money to do it now. You know, it's not a bigger part that's left.
So you give away over £5 million. Starting with the family, how much did you divide out among your immediate family there?
Well, we gave them the children £1 million each.
How many children?
Yeah, pardon?
How many children?
Three
children. So there's £3 million gone.
Yeah. I can't really say how much for the rest of the family. It came as and when they needed something, you know.
Yeah. And outside the family, who got the most of the cash in terms of your donation to them?
I think it might have been the cancer hospital in Sheffield because our daughter had cancer when she was 17. A particularly vicious type of cancer called Ewing sarcoma, which only attacks teenagers and juveniles. And thank God they cured her of it. So in effect, we won the lottery twice because we thought we'd won the lottery when she was cured.
And so, how much were you left with after you give a lot of this money away?
How much what, Lou?
How much were you left with after you give a lot of this money away?
I think we ended up with about £2 million.
And with that, you bought a house and a Range Rover?
Yeah.
Have you much left?
I don't exactly know what we've got left now because we're with Coutts Bank, the Queen's Bank, and they invested it wisely for us and the suppliers with an income.
Yeah.
So we live very comfortably.
Yeah. And you have no money worries, in other words?
Pardon?
You have no money worries?
No money worries. It's been fabulous.
One thing that people talk about whenever they do win huge sums of money is the volume of begging letters that they start to get through the post. Was that something you experienced?
Oh, they come by the shipload. Yeah, we had plenty of them. And at first I read every single one and felt sorry for every single person. And then my husband and Camelot, everybody said, ignore them. That is what they do. They do that for a living.
So you didn't respond to any of those letters, did you?
No, we didn't, no.
Well, it's good to know that there's advice on hand then because I would imagine some people would struggle with that whenever they hear all these sad stories coming through their door looking for cash and you're sitting with a big bank account.
I did it first, you know, but I listened to reason and I realised when we got two letters in the same week from one person but a different date on it, then exactly the same thing. I realised they duplicated the first letter, you know.
Was it a big decision to go public, Barbara?
No, because with 7.6 million, I think you need all the help and advice you can get, and Camelot have really looked after us. We're still in touch now, and it's 16 years.
Yeah. And what about your family, your children? How did it transform their lives, getting £1 million from their parents?
Oh, well, they've all been fantastic about it. They're all three of them work. So, you know, it's they've still got the work ethic, you know.
I take it you still do the lotto.
Pardon?
I take it you still do the lotto.
Definitely, yeah. The hospital needs some more money. We want to look after, try and help the flood victims as well.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. We're going to be talking about the flood victims here in Northern Ireland as well later in the programme because that's topical in the news right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there crying out for help. If you had the cash, would you be helping them?
Yeah, definitely. We've already spent it.
Yeah. And commentator Ant Miller also joins us this morning to share his thoughts with us on the lotto and how it can transform lives. And interesting story there from Barbara. She gave most of her cash away. Is that something you hear about a lot, that people, I suppose, can't cope with huge sums of money and decide to do good with it?
You know, it's not something I hear about a lot, I can tell you. And I'd like to think I would be as generous as her, but I'm not sure I would be. I've got to say, Barbara for Prime Minister, what a lovely lady. Mm-hmm. I think if the lottery rollover this week's about 50 million or something, isn't it?
Yeah, raised to 60, we're being told.
Oh, wow, my goodness. I could definitely find a few roads for that. But, you know, I think... When you win that sort of money, I think your own conscience and your own sanity, you would have to do something, wouldn't you? Some sort of charity, something. For me personally, I would like a scholarship fund, but not just for education, just for anything for people who just finding it difficult to get that leg up in life, but are full of ideas, are full of energy and enthusiasm, and could be successful. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be something that I would want to do. Of course, I'd want to buy Marie and Emery a new TV because of all them channels, and they've only that wee TV on the wall, so they would get a new TV out of it, you know. Mm-hmm. But what Barbara did, we would all like to think we would do that. I'm not sure we all would, though.
Mm-hmm. What about the begging letters? Would you stop sending them?
Well, I'm just going to ask. I wonder, did Barbara get mine, actually? I'm still waiting on a reply. I think that's awful as well, isn't it? I never realised that people are making a living out of doing that. There was an actually funny, slightly off topic, but same thing. There was an article during the week out of 130 people who were begging at leaving Belfast that were arrested. Only actually 30 of them were homeless. Mm-hmm. And I think it's shocking that people abuse those sort of things. It's a new thing for me, that one. I can't quite get my head around that yet, Jeff, mm-hmm. You know.
And how would you deal with the begging letters, Aunt? We hear there how Barbara was taken in at first. She read them all and she was tempted to respond to some of them. How would you deal with them? Would you just bin a lot of them?
I would give them to my daddy to respond, and I tell you, they would only write one. They would get War and Peace in return.
Tell me, have you got your numbers picked out for the weekend, or are you one of these people who do the same numbers every week?
You're going to laugh at this now. I don't normally do the lottery, actually, because I'm that tight. I wouldn't want to lose the quid. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to do it this week, so it'll be a lucky dip.
Okay. Well, let us know if you won. I'm sure you will. We'll be back on Monday if you're the winner of that £60 million. Anne, thank you very much.